Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. All right, on to the Rams. And, you know, I've heard you talk a couple times this past week. You don't really know a lot about this team, but it's hard to believe that not that they only win one, but they won two games without even scoring an offensive touchdown. They're pretty good on defense.
Very good on defense. They've held five opponents to 14 points or less. So they don't need a lot of points to win. They're very explosive. They can turn the ball over. They can score in the kicking game. And they have very explosive offensive skill players at receiver, tight end, quarterback, running back. So they can do a lot of damage in a hurry.
I remember last week talking to you in a pregame about the Jets defensive line, and you quickly went on to also, you know, we got the Rams next week too. They might be as big or better. Is this as big or good a defensive line you've seen?
Well, I'd say they're quicker, faster, more active. The Jets are a big, powerful, strong line that they're very hard to move and have to deal with a lot of power rush and that type of style. These guys are fast, athletic, very active. So they're hard to block because they don't stay blocked long. They run well. They have good upfield quickness. They can change directions quickly. So we've really got we're blocking a whole different type of group other than a couple guys. I mean, the Rams have a couple big guys, but they have some fast, quick, athletic players that are very hard to match up against.
It's hard not to look at the Rams, especially the uniforms, and not reflect back to 2001. And you've coached a lot of games prior to that, since that. That was a special team you guys had. Organizations honoring the 15th anniversary, not to get past this game that's going to take place on Sunday, but pretty special place in your heart for that team, right?
Absolutely. That team played and competed as well as any team. They weren't the most talented team, but they played well. They competed well, and they performed well under pressure, and that's why they were champions.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Doug in Providence. Wants to ask you about trick plays. Not that you're going to give all the state secrets, but the Chris Hogan pass and going back to the divisional game against Baltimore a couple of years ago. When do you start practicing those? Back in camp and kind of keep them in the bank? Is that a team-specific thing for game plans? Much as you can tell us.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a little bit of everything. Some of them we practice. Some of them we keep. Some of them we need a certain situation to feel good about the play. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if it's depending on our personnel, for example, on that play where we need another person to throw the ball, you got to have that
right
guy to throw it. So I'd say it's a combination of things. Definitely trying to get the right look and trying to get the defense to be in something that you can count on where you think it'll have a chance to be successful. That's a big part of it. We don't want to run bad plays and just run it just to run it and lose 10 yards or lose the ball or something like that. We want to try to have it on our terms so that we feel like we have a chance to hit it.
All right, good stuff. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. What are we going to look at, Bellustrator?
Well, we've got a little bit of everything. We've got an explosive offense with the Rams. We've got some dangerous defensive guys on the front and a good in kicking game.
All right, sounds good. We'll have some fun with that. But first, more of Patriots All Access right after this.